later, I was intrigued by a watercolour drawing done by a lady artist in Kirkwall, the daughter of one of our outstanding figures. And this picture was framed by a man we always knew and called Billy Craigie, who was a cabinet maker in King Street. Now, every day at that time, on my way to school, I could see this picture standing in its frame in the window, and I used to stand and look at it, and it always seemed to me, a little pale and wishy-washy, not up to what I thought the cathedral was really like, and I felt that even then that I could do a better one. And I tried. This meant, of course, going and making drawings in the cathedral. Well, the custodian of the cathedral at that time was a wonderful old man called Peter Wick. He was an old man, and all boys were just anathema to him, because they ran up the stairs and they rang the bells, and poor old Peter wasn't able to go up the stairs after them, so that anything that looked like a boy was chased out of the cathedral without compunction. Well, he chased me out, and I was furious. So I went straight down to see the provost. I think this was possibly due, this act of courage was probably due to the fact that the provost shared a seat with my own family in the Paterson Church. So I told the provost what I wanted to do, and I let him see the drawings I'd been making. And he immediately came with me right up to the cathedral and told Peter Wick that I was to be allowed into the cathedral, that I was doing something that was important and serious. Well, but it was interesting because the provost, who probably didn't often visit the cathedral, suddenly discovered that green mould was growing up the pillars for 3 or 4 feet from the floor, and he was so shocked that he set to work to have all this cleaned off, so that I did something for the cathedral even at that age. Anyway, I became great friends with Peter Wick.